The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
And welcome to Faith and Retirement with my friend Jay Peroni. I'm Tom, and it's great to have you with us. And we're going to explore a little bit about you, your family finances, and how to make the most of what God has given you. Jay, I was thinking about our friends who are tuning in today for this show. And it seems to me that each one is in one of three camps. Either they're managing their investments on their own, do-it-yourselfers, if you will, or they have an advisor who's probably using a passive management approach, or they're working with an active fiduciary professional such as you. Do I have that right?
Yeah, you have that right, Tom. At Faith Investor Services, we work with a lot of former do-it-yourselfers. There's a lot of people that were trying to do it themselves.
Recovering do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, they get tired of it and they say, hey, Jay, can you take a look at what I'm doing? And most of them find that after working with us, they're getting a lot better returns, 3 to 5% or more better than they were doing it on their own, because number one, we use an active approach and we're unemotional. That's really the big difference. One of the wrong decisions that you make could wipe out good years of making great decisions. And it just takes that one wrong decision. And many investors really get swept up in the headlines. They invest with either greed or fear, and their heart just isn't in the right place when they're investing. Instead, what we do is we help our investors place the Lord first where they invest. And we're talking about biblically responsible, and that's really different from what a lot of do-it-yourselfers can do. There's a lot of resources you need. And I've found over the years that we can't serve money and God. It says it right in the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a hard lesson. And at Faith Investor Services, we choose to honor God first and align our clients' money with things that line up with biblical values. So that's the first thing that we help do-it-yourselfers with, is getting the resources, getting good investments that get good returns, and they can feel good about it at night and sleep well, knowing that their money is in the right places. The other thing that a lot of people will do is that passive approach that you mentioned.
Yes.
That's good when stocks are cheap, when right after COVID or right after 2001 or 2008, when stocks are really cheap, you can buy just about any company and it's normally going to bounce or go back up. Mm-hmm. When stocks are very expensive, like they are right now, and they are compared to historical standards, right now, in my opinion, it's the greatest time to have more active management. And I'll give you an example, Tom. Last year, there's 500 companies in the S&P 500, and mostly 10 of those companies drove most of the returns. So it shows you, if you buy the right companies, you don't need hundreds of stocks. You only need a dozen, two dozen really good companies. And most of our clients that we help them find the right investments that line up with their faith. And many of the investments that are out there that are passive are not biblically responsible either. So that's really the big difference. And then you mentioned, the fiduciary approach. That's what we take. The standard I use is, would I recommend this to my mother? Would I recommend it to my family, my friends? Would I invest in it myself? And is it in the client's best interest? And that's a big difference from the commission salesperson that's saying, hey, what's in it for me? How do I make more commissions? How do I make more dollars? That's a huge difference. And we really want to be their independent sounding board for wise, biblically sound advice.
Very good. And Shane, Jay, I was seeing that approximately 9% of the people who are in this financial field are fiduciaries. So a very small percentage of people do what you do. And that is great. If you want to learn more about Jay, you can pick up the phone and call him at 800-270-7310, 800-270-7310. And you can even send Jay an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. We'll be talking more about that, and we have some special offers for our listeners, including screening and cleaning your investments at no cost, no obligation. So We started to touch on this, Jay, but how should an investor make sure that they're properly positioned as they get close to retirement?
Yeah, a lot of folks call us, and really that's the big question. You know, do I have enough saved? And I really want to start that next chapter, retire from something to something. And that's what the Bible says. It never mentions retirement, but it does mean we can retire from a job or a career. And I've been doing this for 28 years, Tom, and I've seen quite a bit in my days, as you can imagine. Some horror stories, a guy who retired at 60 and he was running out of money, he had failing health, and he just didn't have a good plan, and he was forced to go back to work. I also had a friend who spent his entire lifetime saving for retirement, and he passed away 18 months into retirement with cancer. So a lot of things that people do and they plan for, a lot of unforeseen circumstances come up. And that's really why when you're looking at your retirement, we want to understand the why, right? Why are you doing it and what is next? And a lot of people don't, they spend more time planning their vacation than they do their retirement. So I always start with what I call a SWOT analysis, not the SWOT team. It stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And a good program that helps us to do this is called Retirement Analyzer. And what we're going to do as we sit down with folks that are looking to retire is we want to see how likely will their plan succeed or fail. What if we look at historical events, if there's another 9/11 terrorist attack, God forbid, another tech bubble, high inflation, financial crisis. We want to see, does their plan fall short? How long does the money last? And as we run these scenarios, we want to try to make sure that they are getting 95% or better success levels. And that really helps us with the planning. And that SWOT analysis, we're going to look at strengths. What are you doing well? Maybe you're saving well. Maybe you're getting a great return. Maybe you need to just keep doing that. We want to encourage our clients to have more so they can give more to causes and ministries that are important to them and have a solid plan in place. I love Proverbs 21, Tom. It says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. And that really speaks a lot to the fact that you've got to make sure that you have a plan in place. And as we start to look at that plan, I'm also going to look at weaknesses. Does your plan maybe have too much in fees, too high of fees that you're paying? Maybe you're taking too little or too much risk. Maybe you haven't been saving enough. You don't have enough saved and you got to get ahead and make some catch-up contributions. Do you have enough sources of lifetime income, money you can't outlive? And we want our clients seeking wise counsel. I love also in Proverbs, it's so wise and rich for good information and good things you can apply to your life. It says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So as we start to go through, we look at the strengths, the weaknesses. Now we're going to look at opportunities, Tom. What are some opportunities in the market right now? How can we help our clients to save money in taxes so they're not paying too much? Maybe we can convert some of their IRAs to Roths and restructure their tax situation. Maybe they want to leave money to their children or to ministries. How do we do that tax efficiently? We want to look to help our clients maximize opportunities as they plan for retirement. And then lastly, we look at threats. That's the T in the SWOT. So again, SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities. And lastly, threats. And we found that there really are four major threats as someone starts to approach retirement. In my 28 years of doing this, I've seen people say pretty much the same things, Tom. I want to make sure I'm protected from life-changing portfolio drawdowns, running out of money too soon. I want to make sure I've got a plan to keep up with inflation. The cost of goods are going up each year. I want to make sure I don't pay too much in taxes. And then lastly, what if I need long-term care assistance or some unforeseen medical costs? I want to make sure I'm taken care of and my loved ones don't have to bear the burden. So those really are how we make sure our clients are prepared as they start to face retirement, get closer to it. We want to make sure we've got all our I's dotted, T's crossed, and we've got a solid, biblically based plan.
And, you know, this is your place for biblically responsible investing. And you're saving and investing. You've been doing it for years, and that's great. But do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? And so you can reach out to Jay at 800-270-7310. There's no obligation to do that. Call that number and ask your questions, 800-270-7310, and say, hey, can we set up, Can my wife and I set up an appointment with you to just explore the possibilities and help point us in the right direction? We've been doing it on our own for a long time. And Jay, before we move on, there are always new listeners. What does it mean for you to screen and clean people's investments?
Yeah, so screening and cleaning really is taking a look at what you're investing in. As Christians, there are certain things that we want to support, and there are definitely things we don't want to support. So by screening the portfolio, we can see, do you have exposure to pornography, embryonic stem cell research, abortion. Maybe you have exposure to vices like tobacco, alcohol, and gambling, and just anti-biblical lifestyles and explicit entertainment. So we can go in and look at what does a person own. We can look at your individual shares, what ticker symbols you own, which stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and we can run it through our software, which looks at over 30,000 different investments. And we can see, is the portfolio clean or dirty? And then once we determine, okay, what percentage is clean, what percentage is dirty, we ask the important question, do you want to do something about it, right? Because knowledge is power. And once you understand and know exactly what you're supporting, now you have that opportunity to clean it up. And that's what we help our listeners do, is clean up their portfolios, getting it in a portfolio that's 100% clean, that lines up with their biblical values. And that's really what it means to clean and screen that portfolio.
We are about to take our first break, but before we do so, I just want to invite you to the website. And one of our offers is for you to download Jay's book, and it's available to you there at faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. It's filled, chock full of great resources for you as well. You know, those who trust in their riches will fail, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf, according to Proverbs 11. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? How you spend your money is important. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
At Faith and Retirement, we are helping you build investment strategies that God can bless. If you're wondering what on earth biblically responsible investing is all about, stay tuned. You've come to the right place. Jay, the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, announced again for the sixth straight time that they've decided to keep the Fed funds interest rate steady at 5.25 or so. That's a 23-year high. And it comes after a report that consumer prices rose 2.7% year over year in March by their calculations. That was way above their 2% target. So like we've talked about, inflation seems a lot higher than 2.7% to me. Any thoughts on what's going on?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Tom. I mean, inflation can be much higher for each person. It really boils down to what are you spending your money on? A few weeks ago, we covered things that are rising really fast, things like motor vehicle insurance and repairs for your automobiles and hospital services and rent, electricity and housing. So if you're spending your money on those things, some of those are going up 8, 9, 10, 20% or more. So inflation for you personally, Tom, or our listeners, can be much different from what the government's saying. And in retirement, inflation really is the silent but deadly killer. Because if you think about this, if you retired 30 years ago and you had a nice cushy $60,000 a year retirement income, that might have been a lot back then. But today you'd need about $125,000 to have that same lifestyle of $60,000 30 years ago. So you needed to double your income over the last 30 years, or you would have got left behind. Your purchasing power would have become less and less each year. And a lot of people will use 3-4% in their inflation plans. And that's kind of what it has been historically. That's a good start. But at the end of the day, do you really care if inflation's 3-4% historically, if what you're trying to buy is going up 10-12% per year, right? That's really what you need to figure out. And things today like food, car insurance, medicine, housing, transportation, gas, those are the things that are going up a lot more than 3%. And that's where a lot of people are spending a good majority of their monthly income. So you're right. It feels more like 10% than it does 3%. If your rent's going up each year, your mortgage payments are going up, your car insurance, all these things that you're spending your money on are going up. If you're buying electronics, yeah, those are going down in price, but we only need to buy one cell phone or maybe two or three, depending on family members, one or two TVs, those are going down. A lot of the things that are going down in value that are deflationary right now, airline travel, looking at, like I said, televisions, toys, cars and truck rentals, a lot of things that were jacked up in price during COVID after we got out of the pandemic and people started spending again, those prices went way, way up, and now they're coming back down as travel is normalized. So the inflation numbers are very jaded, and you have to really look at your own personal situation and come up with a plan to combat that as you head toward retirement.
This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. I'm Tom, and you can learn more about Jay at the website faithandretirement.com. 800-270-7310 is the number to avail yourself of that offer where Jay is going to screen and clean your investments. And there is no obligation for that. Jay, my wife Dawn and I were shopping at Walmart last weekend, as we often do, and we had five kind of not very full bags, and it was $230. And so, good.
That used to be Whole Foods, right? You go in for three items and you come out with $200 out of your pocket.
Whole paycheck.
Now it's Walmart.
Yeah. We've talked about how wise it is to get good advice and biblical counsel, and especially from the book of Proverbs. I'm sure you've heard that bad advice is coming from other financial advisors out there. Can you give me an example of bad advice that is leading people astray today?
Yeah, I see a lot of it happen. You know, people have gone to either one of these dinner seminars, or they've had a financial advisor who is more commissioned or really didn't have the client's best interest at heart. That really becomes the root of every bad advice decision that I've ever seen. And the one that I hear a lot is this investment has little to no risk. That is like fingernails on a chalkboard, because all of the investments that I offer or that we talk to people about, you know, they're usually going to say things like they're not FDIC insured. There's no bank guarantee. They may lose value. So if an advisor is underemphasizing risk, saying this is a sure bet, this is something that you don't have to worry about, that to me is a major red flag. And I've seen a lot of problems come from things that people can recommend that they said had little to no risk. So that would be one bad advice that I typically see. Another thing that I see a lot of the times is people saying, okay, as you get closer to retirement, you've got to go from equities to bonds. And yeah, you want to be a little more conservative as you head into retirement. You want to protect as you get close to retirement. But you also have to make sure, and we talked about it earlier, inflation is the silent killer in retirement. So you have to make sure that you're not being so conservative that you can't keep up with the rising price of goods going up around us. So that's where you have to have a solid plan. And I like to use a bucket system. I have three different buckets that I usually will recommend as we do a retirement plan. We have the emergency fund, of course, which will be there for, you know, unforeseen expenses. You've got your growth bucket. This is going to help you to maximize your return, get growth above and beyond inflation and taxes. And then what a lot of people miss is that third bucket, which is the protection bucket. This is a bucket that is going to create income for life. It's going to be protected from downturns in the market. It's going to be a comprehensive plan, having those three different buckets. And that really helps people to avoid that shift from just going from bond or fixed income or going from equity to bonds. You want to have a solid plan and you're not having to make as drastic shifts. So those are just a couple of the bad advice scenarios that I've seen over the years.
We want you to get your questions answered, and you can do that anytime. In fact, this telephone number I'm about to give you is a 24/7 number. It's 800-270-7310 to reach out to Jay. Jay, I know this hits close to home for you after your grandparents' experience, which you shared with me over breakfast a while back. Is there a way for people to protect themselves from high nursing home costs so they don't get wiped out by that if they don't have long-term care insurance?
Yeah. So my grandparents were both in nursing homes for 2 to 3 years. And this, when I was a teenager, that's what drove me into the financial industry, was mm-hmm. seeing my grandparents going through, you know, they were from the Great Depression. They had CDs and really safe investments, a pension, Social Security, and they had worked their entire lifetime to really build up this nest egg. And it was wiped out in a matter of years at $100,000 per year in Massachusetts. That nursing care really just wiped them out. And a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, right? From Proverbs. And I've been talking a lot about Proverbs today, but that really is near and dear to me, because I think if I had met my grandfather earlier, we could have made a plan. You know, we could have come up with a plan for him. And there really, if you look at long-term care, a lot of people say, hey, Medicare will cover it, right? Well, only the first 100 days. After that, you're on your own. And after those 100 days, you really have five choices. You can pay for the care out of pocket. That's what my grandfather did, over $100,000 a year. And I mean, unless you're made of millions, that can wipe you out quickly. The second one is to rely on loved ones, right? Become a family member to a son, daughter, relative. And a lot of people say, Jay, you know, I don't want to be a burden to my kids. I don't want to go that route. Certainly they take me in, but I don't want to do that. The other option is long-term care policies. And as you get older, you start to get into your 60s and 70s, they can be quite expensive. Really, the prime age is in your 50s, early 60s to start looking at this. And it doesn't make sense for everyone. You know, a lot of people say, I'm going to pay, you know, thousands of dollars a year. I may never use it. Well, there's another alternative nowadays. It's called an hybrid life long-term care plan, where it's part life insurance, part investment, part long-term care. So if you need the care, it's there. However, if you never use it, your loved ones could get back a death benefit. Had a good client, put in money to it, and he passed away, never used the long-term care. And I was able to deliver to his wife a check for over $125,000, less than he put in. So he actually made money on that investment, and had it, he needed the long-term care, it would have been there. And then lastly, the other option that people have nowadays is a lot of annuities have what's called a long-term care rider. They may provide some long-term care benefits if you qualify and have a doctor's note, so to speak, and they'll pay out for a period of time, or maybe double the income that you were getting on your annuity. There are some features like that, but really having that discussion and plan is really critical. I don't always recommend insurance as a fiduciary. It doesn't make sense for certain clients. For some, it does. But let's have the discussion. Let's look at your plan. What could set you off track? And certainly, long-term care is one of those areas.
Well, Jay, my friend, unfortunately, our time is gone for today's broadcast. I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with our listeners today. Remember that Jay is the guy to go to for a SWOT analysis, and that involves strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to your financial well-being. And it's very important to have a sense of what's going on. There's a financial incentive for you to do things right. There's a fundamental difference between BRI, which is biblically responsible investing, and faith-based investing. With faith-based investing, you invest following your religious beliefs. And that could take a whole lot of different forms. But with BRI, your faith is Christianity and the Bible is your guide. And Jay has done a great job with our investments. I want to invite you to check out what he has to offer as well. The website is faithandretirement.com. You can pick up the phone and call my friend Jay at 800-270-7310. And yes, he actually does help us with our personal finances. And you can even send him an email at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.